Then you introduced something also in the business where you held your first international convention on a cruise ship.
That's right. The floral industry likes to have conventions, or did at that time. FTD had huge conventions, and they would have a couple thousand members show up. And TDS had conventions, and they would have 1,200-1,500 show up. And I was thinking, they're expensive to put on, number one. And I just don't know how many people show up. And everybody always compares to say, well, FTD had this many, and TDS had half as many, so they're half as good or half as whatever. So I decided we would have one on a cruise ship. Because number one, we would get a free cabin for every 10 we sold. So it didn't end up costing us much money or any money for our personnel to be on there. People never complain about the food on a cruise ship. They never complain about accommodations. We had a three-hour meeting on the entire cruise, which always lasted a week. So when our florists went home, they had this three-hour meeting, and they were happy, and they just kept saying it was the best convention they'd ever been to. So we never had the largest one up to that time, but we had the best conventions, and everyone enjoyed them. And there was always a lot of talk about it. Wholesalers knew their customers were on a cruise or whatever, and the word just got out.
Sure. But then, as much fun as you're still having, then there's a knock on the door in the fall of 1979. Tell us what that was all about.
Well, I was in the process of a divorce from Jody Bourne, and the police came to the door, wanted to know where I'd been. And I said, I've been here. I was in bed. They said, where's your car? And I had loaned one of my cars to a salesman that was in town, so I had a different vehicle. They wanted me to come to the police station. I said, what's this all about? And they said, never mind, just get dressed. And there was a lady police officer there watching me get dressed, which upset me a little. They went through my underwear and my clothes and took the clothing. And this was a very small kitchenette where I was living at that time. They took me to the police station. On the way, they stopped another police car, and they said, we found him. They said, well, put us down there. We helped find him, or whatever it was. So they took me to the station on Hefner Parkway now. Then they said I was accused of molesting my daughter.
So were you already asking that, I suppose, at the outset?
I asked, what do you want? What do you want? And they just didn't tell me anything right away at the beginning. I had no idea what they were talking about. So then they took me downtown, and I'm going to tell you right now that the police are not always on their best behavior. I was already decided guilty, and when they frisked me, they pounded me on the chest. They hit you, and, you know, it's just not pretty. Took me up into a large cell. There's a lot of people, mostly drunks. I watched him bring an Indian in, and they just kept beating on him, and he was just a big, happy drunk, and it was just crazy what was going on. I'll always remember that day.
And then the shock of being charged with molesting your daughter?
My daughter was born in 77, so she was, I think she was less than a year.
What was her name?
Christine Marie. But I remember this was about 10, 11 o'clock at night. Couldn't talk to anybody until the next morning. I talked to my lawyer. I said, well, I'll take a polygraph. I'll do whatever. And my lawyer said, well, don't really take a polygraph. I said, I haven't done anything. So I did a polygraph, and they went through everything of mine, and finally they released me.
How long were you in jail?
I think I got out around noon the next day. My brother Bob came to pick me up. You feel so low. You know, I hadn't done a thing, but I couldn't face anybody. I couldn't face my employees. I mean, I hadn't done anything. They didn't even know what was going on, but it was the worst day of my life.
Yeah. So who had filed this charge that you had molested your daughter?
Well, her mother, Jody Bourne, I guess, went to the police authorities and said that my daughter had been molested. So I just took the polygraph, and that was it. But I tried to get her to take a polygraph with the police, but they wouldn't do that. Thank God I had a good lawyer.
Did the newspapers get a hold of this?
No, it wasn't in the newspaper, but I told them if they wouldn't expunge it from my record, I was going to buy a full-page ad in the paper. I was so upset about it, and I hadn't done anything, and I wanted it out in the open. So they finally took it off my record.
So then you were divorced from Jody Boren after
that? That's right. Judge Weir was the judge that handled the divorce. A great gentleman.
Did you ever have words with her about this?
No, not really. You know, I had to go to counseling. This was part of it before they would release everything. And the counselors, they were great. There was no problem.
What a horrible experience.